want to thank the Klavya Prabhu for a very ecstatic, enthusiastic kirtan. Then we want to say that it is an extremely great pleasure to be here again at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhav Asasati Vrin, the lotus feet of Panchatattva Prabhu, and the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas in Sri Maya Pradhan. Welcome. Canto 3. Canto 3, chapter 14, Pregnancy of Ditti in the Evening, text number 26. Na yasya loke svachana paroba natya drito no takasya digaya vayam vritaya yasya pavidham asma Ashasmahe jambata pukta bhoga Never Yasya of whom Loke in the world Swajanaha Kinsman Paraha Unconnected Na Lord Na Neither Ati Greater, adritaha, favorable, na, not, utta, or, kaschit, anyone, jigaryaha, criminal, bayam, we, ratai, by vows, yet, whose, charana, feet, apavidham, rejected, Ashashmahe, respectfully worship. Ajam, Mahaprasad. Wait a minute. Somehow or other it's missing here. Whatever the word is, it's not there. Or maybe it is. Ajam, Mahaprasad. All right. Bhakta, certainly. Bhukta Bhogam. Remnants of Pushta. Translation, Lord Shiva regards no one as his relative, yet there is no one who is not connected with him. He does not regard anyone as very favorable or abominable. We respectfully worship the remnants of his Pushta, and we vow to accept what is rejected by him. Translation, please repeat. Lord Shiva regards no one as his relative, yet there is no one who is not connected with him. He does not regard anyone as very favorable or abominable. We respectfully worship the remnants of his footstep, and we vow to accept what is rejected by him. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Kasyapa informed his wife that just because Lord Shiva happened to be his brother-in-law, that should not encourage her in her offense towards him. Kasyapa warned her that actually Lord Shiva is not connected with anyone, nor is anyone his enemy. Since he is one of the three controllers of the universal affairs, he is equal to everyone. His greatness is incomparable because he is a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that among all the devotees of the Personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva is the greatest. But the remnants of Pustav left by him are accepted by other devotees as Mahaprasad, or great spiritual pusta. The remnants of putta offered to Lord Krishna are called prasad. But when the same prasad is eaten by a great devotee like Lord Shiva, it is called mahaprasad. Lord Shiva is so great that he does not care for the material prosperity for which every one of us is so eager. Parvati, who is the powerful material nature personified, is under his full control as his wife. Yet he does not use her even to build a residential house. He prefers to remain without shelter, and with his great wife, and his great wife also agrees to live with him humbly. People in general worship Goddess Durga, the wife of Lord Shiva, for material prosperity. But Lord Shiva engages her in his service without material desire. He simply advises his great wife that of all kinds of worship, the worship of Lord Vishnu is the highest. And greater than that is the worship of a great devotee or anything in relation with Vishnu. Nayasya loke sajana parova natyadito no takasid digayaha vayam ritayat charana pididham ashashmane jam patabhukhtabhogam. Lord Shiva regards no one as his relative, yet there is no one who is not connected with him. He does not regard anyone as very favorable or abominable. We respectfully worship the remnants of his footsteps, and we vow to accept what is rejected by him. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnana Jnana Chalakaya Chakshurun Vinitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Sadhanam Jena Adadanashtadandantayvidanyajaypunapuna Srimarupapadamuyubhisyamjandajandari Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama We were born in the darkest of ignorance, but our spiritual master has opened our eyes to the source light of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, we offer humble obeisances at this liturgy. So here, Kasyapa is warning his wife that don't think that just because Lord Shiva is my brother-in-law that we'll be able to get away with it. As we see, especially in the modernity, I don't know what it was like in older times. And now every day, every now and nowadays, if anybody has got some relative who's a big officer or some big political neta, then he can do anything and nobody will bother him. So he's warning his wife, don't think like that. Because Lord Shiva, although he's connected with everyone, he's always completely indifferent. He doesn't care for anyone. He's very kind. He doesn't look at someone as abominable or someone as very favorable either. He's completely aloof. It describes here that even though he's the husband of Parvati, the material nature, goddess is the material nature. The problem is that we're always very anxious to get material opulence. Everybody wants to have nice big palace. You can't just make a nice simple house. It's like our Bhakti Raghav is showing us how we can live in a very simple house. We've got a nice project in South India. But see, now we come to Mayapur, we see all these big palaces coming up here and there and here and there. I don't think that was Prabhupada's vision for Mayapur. And Lord Shiva, he's married to that material energy personified, Parvati. Imagine what type of palace she could build. If you just told her, you build a nice house for us. We couldn't even imagine such a house. We don't want to imagine such a house. Because he doesn't engage her in that way. He lives without any shelter, very simply. This is our motto, simple living and high thinking. So he lives very simply. And she engages in his service. She doesn't insist that you build me a big house. She's very humble. We can't imagine such a thing. So Lord Shiva, he's very great. Here it says he's the greatest of the Vaishnavas. We know that verse very well from Srimad Bhagavatam, end of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vaishnavanam yatha chandra. There's no one greater Vaishnava than Lord Shiva. And why is he so great? His greatness is described very nicely by Sati. Remember the portion of Srimad Bhagavatam describing the great sacrifice of Daksha, where he didn't invite Lord Shiva. But still Sati, she wanted to come. So she came there, she saw this insult. This is very wonderful because this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, this glorification of Sati for Lord Shiva, completely reminds me of our Srila Prabhupada. Because he says that you, my dear father, you are such a rascal. Even if there's an ocean of good qualities, you find out one fault and make that into a big mountain. This is our nature. No? Somebody's there, he's doing so much service, but we always find out some fault. Just see what this rascal is. Because we love this fault finding. Because as long as we're busily engaged in fault finding, means we don't have time to see our own fault. This is why we like it so much. Because we're so busy finding out faults in everyone, we don't see our own fault. We don't have time, right? Because everybody's got so many faults. Prabhupada said, if you want to find fault, you'll find fault. Even with this Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada, if you want to find fault, you'll find fault. This fault is it. But if you want to find Krishna, he's also there. So everybody has so many faults, so if we can become busy finding out faults in other people, we don't have to see our own faults. Actually, we should be so busy that we should see that we have so many faults. I have so much, I don't have time to look at others. Just trying to see my own faults and correct them. I don't have time to see other people. That is the real thing. But we like to find. So she says, somebody is there with great ocean of good qualities, like her husband Lord Shiva, and you find that one tiny fault, and you make a big deal out of it. But my husband, Lord Shiva, even if there's an ocean of bad qualities, he finds that one tiny good quality, and he expands that thing. He finds that one little good quality, he expands it. And this is actually the quality of Srila Prabhupada. He came to the Kaliyuki Rajdhani, capital of Kaliyuki, New York City. New York City is the Kaliyuki Rajdhani. Our four regular principles, that is their breaking them is their daily business. We go to New York City, we'll see breaking the four regular principles is daily business. We won't despair. You all know. And he came there. And he found out some person. It's impossible to describe what we were before Prabhupada saved us. Just I'll tell you, you know there's one fellow, Yamaraj has one secretary named Chitragupta. You know Chitragupta? You ever heard his name? Chitra. Chitra means photo. Yeah? And books. Yeah? We have a little project called Vrindakuna, backside of Guptakuna, secret meeting place, secret. So you thought, oh, I got away with that one, but Chitragupta was there, he got you. And nobody saw that, huh? Chitragupta got you. So, Chitragupta, we were such persons, that we crash Chitragupta's hard drive. He is trying to keep track of our simple activities. His hard drive completely crashed. This is the type of person we were. That was a hippie. But Prabhupada saw there was one good quality. We were doing all nonsense things. One good quality is there. We are trying to find out the truth. We had rejected the blatant, the standard material life. We didn't know what the alternative, so we accepted the demoniac form of material life. But we weren't interested if we get a big job and a big house and all this. We rejected all that. But still, we were taking drug and having sex like anything and doing all this nonsense. Because we had no idea what is the alternative. We were looking for alternative lifestyle, but we had no, what is the alternative? But we just took another alternative of material life. But we were looking. What is the truth? What is this world all about? Because I can remember, I was taking all these drugs and things and thinking, now I'll find out the truth. By taking some pills, we'll find out the truth. And always I found out the truth, but the next morning, oh, what was that? Somehow we'd always, oh, thank God, you're God, oh God, how did we miss it? You know, the next morning, oh, I understood everything. This morning it's sort of foggy. I can remember, it was my 20th birthday. And that year, 1969, all the young people, they had gone to Boulder, Colorado, one place at the foot of the Rocky Mountains. And above Boulder, there was a little campground that we had taken over completely. We used to call it Main Camp. Then there was Buccaneer Camp. That was S.T.P. John and his family. Our Mighty Healy, she was living there. You know Mighty Healy. She was living in, I will tell you what her name was before. She'll kill me. But anyway, one day, it was that particular year, because we were going by the solar day, so my birthday came on the full moon. So we all went on top of the rocks there near our camp to see the full moon, and we had taken some type of pill and things were becoming very intense, and this full moon was just beaming down. Even if I turned my back, I could see. And finally I walked out of the end of this rock and I was looking at this full moon. This white light was just pouring down. I said, now I'm going to see God. And all of a sudden I peeked. But instead of seeing God, I began to see what God was seeing. Here's this guy, stoned out of his mind, standing atop of this rock, staring at the moon. And completely dirty. Because there was a place nearby, it was actually the Boulder City watershed. We weren't supposed to take baths there, but we used to go and take baths there, but somebody got arrested, so we couldn't go there to take baths anymore. We had to sneak down to the university campus and take our baths. So I had bathed for a couple of days or so. It was dirty, long hair all over the place. You can't imagine. I had, you know, I thought I was a Leo, at least according to Western astrology, not according to Eastern, but anyway. I had my mane and, you know, little beard, like, I looked like Frank Zappa, if anybody remembers that. That one of those types of beard. So here's this dirty hippie standing on this rock, stoned out of his mind, staring at the moon. I saw what God was seeing. And I thought, my God, 2 decades, I was 20, that was my 20th life. 2 decades I've been in this world. I don't know who I am, where I came from, why I'm here, or what I'm supposed to be doing. 2 decades in this world, I don't know who I am, where I came from, why I'm here, or what I'm supposed to be doing. It was just so intense, I just didn't lie. So despite all of our training, this one tiny thing was there. We wanted to know what is the truth. So Prabhupada, he was just like Lord Shiva. He found out we were oceans of bad qualities. So we thought, we want to know what is the truth. So Prabhupada took that tiny little quality and he expanded it like anything. Prabhupada created a miracle. All these crazy, I just described what type of crazy people we were. And Prabhupada made them the leaders of our movement. He's just like Lord Shiva. We were just oceans of bad qualities. He took this one tiny good quality that we're looking for the truth. And he expanded that and expanded it. And he made these crazy people, and from hippies they became happy. And he expanded this movement all over the world with these people. So whenever I read that pastime of Sati, then I always think, you know, here it's describing how great Lord Shiva is. I just thinking about that. And this is our Prabhupada. He was so kind. Sometimes people ask me, you know, about the first time I met Prabhupada. I'll tell you the first time I met. I joined in Boulder. But later they sent me to LA to get trained up. But that time Prabhupada had gone to London. He was living there on John Lennon's estate. And then after I got trained up, they sent me back to Boulder. And then, in January of 1970, they sent me back to L.A. to get initiated. Prabhupada had come to L.A. At that time, the temple was on La Cienega Boulevard. Not La Cienega, it was on La Cienega, but now we're on West Cienega. It was on La Cienega. It was an old church that Bhavananda had painted all different bright colors. You know, very beautiful. But there wasn't any place for Prabhupada to stay there, so he lived nearby, in some nearby house. So when he came in the morning, gave class, you know, took prasadam, and then he would go back to his house. So I arrived around noontime, so I wasn't going to see Prabhupada until the next day. So he could only come in the morning for reading the deities in class. And believe it or not, those days there was no such thing as Govinda prayer. We didn't have Govinda prayer. I don't even remember what we did. It's been so, you know, Govinda, that's so standard for so many years, but there was a time there wasn't such a thing. That was just about to happen. So, anyway, it was Friday. So, especially Friday and Saturdays, we would go down to a very horrible place called Hollywood Boulevard. Now, in the tour world, they think this is a great place, but it's the most degraded place you can even imagine. You might have seen the video of Bhavananda on Hollywood Boulevard. You know, you saw all kinds of creatures. One pig comes, all kinds of creatures. It was a horrible place. So we used to go there, and there was a place where the sidewalk was very wide, so we could do kirtan without disturbing the flow of traffic. In America, you can do anything, but if you block traffic, then they'll get you on that one. Your religion is a chant on the street; they can't stop it. So if you block traffic, they'll get you for that one. So it was wide there, in front of Diamond Dunes. And Vishnu John was there, and he had tiles, not just tape around his fingers. He had tiles taped. All we didn't do anything. It was just hiring down. That was it. You know, we went downtown in the daytime, and the evening time we go to Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard. And he would just be playing mridanga all day long. He had tiles taped over his fingers. And he would be there standing at the end of us, and he had us in a half moon like this. He said, just like the eye of Krishna. You know, we had men on this side, and men on this side, and the ladies in the center were there protected. You know? And we'd dance back and forth like this. And Vishnu John would stand at the end playing his mridanga, and we even had the Hollywood Boulevard melody. We had a Hollywood melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That was our Hollywood melody. So Vishnu John was there. He can see the street and he can see the sidewalk. We have our backs to the street. We only see the sidewalk. Vishnu John was playing this mridanga, and all of a sudden he saw Vishnu John's eyes get very big. And he just went, Prabhupada, and hit the street, right on the sidewalk. So we're all wondering, what was that? So we realized he could see behind us, so obviously we didn't see anything strange going on in front of us. So we all turned around. It must have been like a Ford Pinto, like a medium-sized car, you know. There was Prabhupada. His hand was in his bead bag. And I already described what we were, you know. We crashed Yamaraja's hard drive. Prabhupada was making pranams to us. He was so happy and so grateful that we were there in this horrible place spreading this Sankirtan mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. He was so grateful. He was there making pranams to us. To us, Kali Yuga, you know, residents of Kali Yuga, most. You know, we just wanted to like peel up the sidewalk and crawl underneath, you know, we all immediately hit the, we all hit the street, you know. But we just wanted to crawl underneath the sidewalk. How can Prabhupada be making pranams to us? He was so grateful, he was so kind. Even though he was so great, Prabhupada was so kind and humble. He was so, that these young boys and girls are sacrificing the best years of their life to go out here in this horrible place, Hollywood Boulevard, and try to spread Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. He was there making pranams. This is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. There was one other thing I was thinking, what was it? Oh, it's talking about the, how the remnants of Lord Krishna becomes Mahaprasad. Krishna's remnant is prasad, but when it's eaten by a great devotee, then it becomes Mahaprasad. So just like in Nandagram, that hill is actually incarnation of Lord Shiva. He got benediction, he wanted to be in Braj. He said, he told Lord, I know in the Dwapar Yuga you're going to display your pastimes, can I somehow be there? He said, yes, you become a hill, my Baba will make his palace on top of that hill. That is known as Nandishwar Parvat. Nandishwar Parvat. So we know Krishna, he was originally he was born in Gokul, then after some time, right after the Yamalar, the Damodar Lila, Vinupananda said, this place isn't safe, let's go to Vrindavan. So they came over, they eventually came to Nandagaon. So when they came to Nandagaon, then Lord Shiva, he came to get darshan of Nandalala. Ye lal salaya ke Nandalala ke darshan ko. And Lord Shiva, you've seen his drum shaped like an X, you know, with two little balls on a string in the middle and you shake it and those balls go back and forth. So he came, that's called Damru. So he came playing his Damru. So Maya Yasoda, she came outside, what is all this racket? And she saw this yogi standing there. Whole body was covered with rock. You know rock? Rock means ash. From where? From the crematorium. On his neck there was sap, snake, bichu, scorpion, and makhani, spider. So Maya Yasoda, she saw this horrible yogi standing there, she immediately slammed at him. And Lord Shiva began to cry, oh Maya, I came just to get darshan of your Lala. And Lord Shiva said, Mera Lala tuko dekhega, tu dhar jayega. My Lala will see you, he'll become frightened. But Maya, I came from very far away just to get darshan of your Lala. He said, no, 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 Baba, wo dhar jayega. He will see you, he'll become frightened. But I came all the way from Kailash, Ye Lal Salaya, Ke Nanda Lala Ka Darshan. I brought this desire that I will see Nanda Lala. No, 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 nahi, nahi. My Lala will see you, dhar jayega, he'll become frightened. The Lord Shiva said, alright, I'm going to stay here till he doesn't come outside. And Maya Yasoda, she came outside and said, look Baba, I know you Baba, you're not going to sit here all day. You only came for one thing. You came for some roti. You know roti, you know chapati. We have any Gujaratis here, especially they like to make them like paper thin. Our Gujarati friends. But in Braj, we don't use this thing, like this. Nice and thick, with homemade ghee on top. We call it roti. So Maya Yasoda, she gave a whole stack of rotis to Lord Shiva. So now you take some roti and be on your way. So Lord Shiva, he became nirash. Nirash means hopeless, and helpless. And he went away and he sat down in the forest and he began to hope against hope. What was his hope? He is hoping to get darshan of Nandalala. That is the greatest of all hopes. We're also hoping, isn't it? We're going to Mangalarti, chanting 16 rounds, followed for regular principles, doing some service. What is our hope? We're hoping to get darshan of Nandalala, isn't it? That is Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. Everything we're doing is just to get darshan. We're hoping it will get darshan of Nandalala. So that is Krishna consciousness. So that is the Lord of all hopes, the greatest of all hopes. So he became known as, do you know the Sanskrit word for hope? Anybody knows the Indian girl named Asha? Asha means hope. So he became known as Asheshwar Mahadev. That is the Lord of all hopes, Asheshwar Mahadev. And he was hoping and hoping and he was crying. Meanwhile, Nandalala, he knew, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, we were just quoting that Lord Shiva, he's the greatest devotee. He couldn't get darshan of his great devotee. He began to cry. Everything Mother Yasoda did to stop his crying, God failed. So then all the older gopis came. They also tried to stop Lala from crying. Come on, Lala, what's the matter, Lala? Everybody failed. But there was one older gopi there, one Budi gopi, like in Budi Manvi. She was also very intelligent. She said, somebody has put evil eye on your mother. In Hindi we say, nazar. Kala nazar. Just like sitting in the classes, you know, I would learn the Devanagari script, you know, when I sit in Srimad, I have a book there, and I look in the back, they have the index, you know, all the different letters, and then I tried to learn. So I learned all the Devanagari. So when I first came to India, then I was trying to see all the Devanagari. Then I saw on the back of every truck in India, it said, Budi Nazar Wali Devi Mu Kala. It was giving us evil eye, your face is going to turn black. So somebody had put another evil eye in there. Who came here? Somebody saw this. Oh, one yogi came. Whole body was covered with rock, with sam, bichu, makari. Where did he go? I gave him some roti bits and he moved. So all the gopis, they went all around the four sides of Nandagam. And there in that forest became known as the Sheshwarban. Even in the hot summer, such a dense forest, it's always very cool there. Very peaceful place. So there they found that yogi hoping against hope. And all the gopis came there and they said, Chalare yogi nanda bhavane, yes, not mahabulare. Baki lala ko nazar lagi, to be right on karave. Just like when you come and pick up, we're telling you all day long, chalo, chalo, let's go. Come on, yogi. Nanda Baba me, come to Nanda Baba, yes, not Mahabula, Mother Yasoda is calling you. Baki lala nazar ko nazar lagi, to right on karave. You just stop, cure this evil eye and stop this lala from coming. So they brought Lord Shiva there, Maya Yasoda opened the door, Lala, he took one look at Lord Shiva, he began to smile, then Mother Yasoda slammed the door, he began to cry. He said, Baba, you got your darshan, now you stop this lala from crying. I don't know, yeah. Only one way to stop this lala from crying. So, batao, tell me, quickly. When his foot will come on my head, then his crying will be cured. And Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, 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 saam, pichu, makari. In Hindi, when we want to say no, we say nahi. Almost like old English, they say nay. It sounds like nay, but it's nahi. But all the older gopis, you know how we say yes in Hindi? Ha. So all the older gopis, they all said? He's not very convincing. Just like when I first joined Vrindavan Temple, they sent us out on life membership. And I went, they sent us to one city called Mirit, nearby. We went to one MC Goyal, our one life member is MC Goyal. We went to his house and we were talking with him and phone rang. Those days it wasn't cell phones, a regular phone ring. So he picked up the phone, and I swear to God, this was the half of the conversation that I heard. Namaskar. So Mother Yasoda said, nahi, 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 and all the gopis said, still not convincing. Mother Yasoda said, nahi, nahi, and all the gopis said, so the house won. So Maya Yasoda, she lifted up Lala, and Lala put his foot on Lord Shiva's head. Then Lord Shiva, he began to dance. He's Nataraj, Lord of Dance, huh? And Lala, he began to laugh. And seeing Lala laugh, when we see the little boys laugh, right? Oh, then Vatsalya Ras just comes in our heart. Right? See one little boy, they're laughing now. Right? Then Vatsalya Ras comes in our heart. So all the gopis said, Rere yogi nanda baba me, which may bas on people. Jab jab nira lala robe, tattak person. Like we're all telling you on Vikrama, chalo, chalo, other way is, Rere, now you stay, Rere yogi nanda baba me, you stay here in nanda baba, Vishme basam kishu, you forget about that Kailash, now you do Vrajavas. Jab jab mera lala robe, whenever my lala cries, tap tap darshan yuji, then you come and give your darshan. Lord Shiva said, alright, but there's two conditions. This is not unconditional devotional service. Whenever you bathe your lala, then you bring that water and pour it on my head. When we bathe Lord, what do we call that? That water? Charanamrit, huh? You come pour it. Let me see all the ladies going pouring water. He wants that? Charanamrit. And whenever you feed your lala, then whatever left on his plate, leftovers, that is called prasad, you just heard, right? You bring that to me. Then no demon will come inside this Nandagam. There's two conditions, no demon will come inside this. So Nandagam, we only find laughing in it. We won't find any demon in it. We have to go some other place for demon in it. Not in Nandagam. And he's still there, and to this day, they pour the Charanamrit on his head. And they, after the Rajbhog offering, they make one leaflet, and they offer that prasad to Lord Shiva. I know, because on the other side of the road from Vrindavan, there's a piece of land owned by one Muslim family. And their son, every day he goes there and steals that blade of Mahabhasa. So this is the proper way to worship all the Devi Devas. First you offer bhog to Krishna, then you offer the prasad to all the Devi Devas. So Lord Shiva is still there in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, Nandishwar Mahadev. You can go there and take darshan sometime. If you come to Braj, I will take you there. Any questions? Well, that's a big line. Now it's almost time for prasad. So. Now it's time for prasad. Let's go take prasad. So, they may have some questions. Yes. Yes. But here, Kasyapa Muni is saying that because he's a great Vaishnava, if we see him as a great Vaishnava, then we can accept his Mahaprasad. But ordinarily we don't accept prasad of demigod, but seeing Lord Shiva as a great devotee, we can also accept. He decided water is food and not food simultaneously. I always just go rasoham mapsukundaya. You're the taste of water. Just keep on doing it. One day the heart will become pure, will jump up and down. Just like, don't think it's hopeless. Just like in Braj, sometimes you stay in some place, there's not even hand pump, there's well. And all around the well there's stones, and those stones, there's little lines cut in the stone. And nobody came there with a chisel and a hammer and cut those lines. The Brijvasis, they say, kara kara kavyase jarmate hota sajan rasari avata javate shilpar pari nishan. That, just like, they say, by practice, even jarmati, let me know, jarbarat, huh? Jar means dull, dull color, dull matter, dull. Jarmati, mati means intelligence, dull intelligence, dull brain. Even jarmati hoto sajan. Sajan means very gentleman. Just like in our English literature, we have one play, My Fair Lady. Huh? She was speaking very terrible type of English. The rhine and spine rhymes, miming in the ply, my. Where's that English from? Anyway. But anyway, some guy took her, he trained her, finally she could say, the rain in Spain, the rain is moving in Spain. By practice. So they say, rasari avata javate. Now this groove on the stone was cut by a rope. Now you've got to be joking. Rope is very soft and stone is very hard. It's impossible. Just like for us to become Krishna conscious, impossible. Our heart is like stone. But avata javat, avata rasari, that rope coming and going. He's going down in the water, he's becoming even more soft. But avata javat, coming and going, shil, just like you know, shalagram shila, govardhan shila, shil par pari, nishan, mark is there. Nishan means mark, you can see the mark. The stone has been cut by the soft rope. Why? Avata, coming and going, coming and going. It's the same way. We may think it's impossible. You go on taking Mahaprasad. You go on chanting again and again, again and again. Avata, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Ram. One day this stone-like heart will also melt. Hare Krishna. But it's late, so we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's just as great as Lord Shiva, finding out small good quality in ocean of bad faults and expanding it and making it into the world. To the Prabhupada ki.